Recorded Books Inspirational presents an unabridged recording of A Bride Most Begrudging by Deanne Gist, narrated by Jill Tanner and directed by Kathleen Gormley. Recorded Books Inspirational is an imprint dedicated to stories of faith and the human spirit. This book is copyrighted 2005 by Deanne Gist. This recording is copyrighted 2005 by Recorded Books. Any ship arriving from England means good news for Virginia colony farmers. The tobacco brides will be on board, eligible women seeking a better life in America. Drew O'Connor isn't stirred by news of a ship full of eligible women. Still broken-hearted from the loss of his beloved, he only wants a maid to tend his house and care for his young sister. But what he ends up with is a lot more than he bargained for. And now, A Bride Most Begrudging.
Prologue. Deptford, England, April 1643.
Saints above, girl! What are you doing here? The shackled man hissed.
Lady Constance Morrow rushed those last few steps across the upper deck.
Please, Uncle Skelly, don't scold me. I couldn't let you leave without saying goodbye.
It's only for 7 years. Now get off this blasted shallop.
She touched her hand to her throat.
How could she leave? He'd be much more of a father to her than the Earl.
Perhaps he felt shamed by the shackles clamped tight around his wrists and ankles. Her heart squeezed inside her chest. He looked as if he'd aged 10 years since she saw him just 3 short months ago. She might not have even recognized him had he not spoken out. An unhealthy grey pallor replaced the rosy glow she had grown so accustomed to seeing in his cheeks. And his pride and joy, the pure white beard and moustache he'd kept meticulously trimmed and groomed, grew in great abandon about his face. But his green eyes were still crystal clear, and at the moment absolutely furious.
"But America!" she exclaimed. "It's so far away and wild and heathen."
"It's better than being dead," he growled. "For love of the king, girl, this ship is not interested in men only. Those colonists need breeders, and the captain chained a whole store of female felons in the hold for that very purpose. You have no business being on board. Where is your maid?"
"I easily escaped from her. Besides, the captain would not dare allow a member of his crew to touch an English gentlewoman."
"He'd dare that and more. All the other well-wishers have long since left, so there is no one on board that can check his actions."
He swiveled to look behind him, and when he turned back, near panic lit his eyes.
"Quick!" he cried. "He has seen you."
"Who?" she thought. "The captain?"
She grabbed the front of her skirts, poised for flight, yet did not move. Releasing the expensive silk, she clasped Skelly's hands in hers. His irons clanked.
"Oh, Uncle, I can't bear this."
Her eyes pooled with unshed tears.
"I will not let the submissions to your diary go unanswered. I will keep the publication going while you are away. It will be ready and waiting for you upon your return. You have my oath."
"Have you not heard a word I've said? You must leave this instant. The captain of this ship is a villain and a coward. It will go the worse for me if he catches us together, and I'd just as soon avoid a flogging. Now go!"
She paled.
"Oh, I'm sorry, I had no idea."
She glanced across the upper deck. The captain's huge silhouette advanced, his crisp stride unaffected by the sway of the vessel. Her hairs stood on end.
"I love you, Uncle," she whispered frantically. "My prayers are with you."
Picking up her skirts once again, she turned.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?